It's your night, Buffalo!
Mayor Brown celebrated his re-election to a third term in office, retaining Buffalo's top political job. Brown was surrounded by a big crowd of supporters inside the terrace room at the Statler, where he delivered his acceptance speech.
Over the next 4 years, we'll continue to build and market Buffalo's strengths and successes. We all know where Buffalo's been, but tonight is about where Buffalo's going.
Brown ran on a platform of progress, touting economic development in the city. Brown says he's been telling Buffalo's new story that has a future chapter. Afterwards, his wife Michelle and son Byron, by his side, reached out shaking many hands of supporters. Brown then spoke with reporters who asked about the challenges he encountered from his opponents.
Did your opponent make you feel accountable to any one issue that you felt he did hold you on, between education and crime?
You know what? Again, as mayor, you are accountable for every issue that impacts the city. And every single day that I have had the honor of serving in this position, I have felt accountable on all of the issues that affect the people of Buffalo.
And even as the mayor sailed through a campaign victory, Rodriguez remained the mayor's biggest critic. Just blocks away on Franklin Street, Rodriguez held his own election night party at the Hamlin House. He says the mayor must be accountable on education and crime.
We're looking at a mayor who refused to engage with me, have any debates. A mayor that refused to go to any community forums, any block club meetings. When we were invited to schools, he refused to go to any of that. I'm out there every single day hitting the streets. Every single day.
Brown pledges that citizens will see him involved and active with Buffalo's education crisis. But he stopped short of saying he would push for a change in the rules to allow the mayor to take power over the city school district. As for Rodriguez's future, he plans to marry his fiancée in the late summer or early fall of next year and referred to his candidacy as historic, noting he was the city's first Hispanic to run for mayor. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.